Turning to world news now, and a diplomatic crisis between NATO ally Turkey and Russia deepened today over Syria. Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan suggested that the UN Security Council is held hostage by Syrian allies, Russia and China. Stefan Boss reports.
Moscow says Turkey's fighter jets illegally intercepted a Syrian airplane late Wednesday, endangering the lives of 35 passengers aboard the aircraft by forcing it to land. Turkey has defended the action, saying the passenger plane flying from Russia was carrying Russian ammunition and military equipment destined for Syria's forces. But Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told reporters the Airbus A320 only transported radar equipment. He says we have no secrets. There were, of course, no weapons on the plane. Lavrov claims there was cargo that a recognized Russian supplier was sending in a legal way to a legal customer. He adds that this cargo was electrotechnical equipment for radar systems. He admits it was of dual military-civilian use, but says it was not prohibited by international conventions. Оборудование двойного назначения, но не запрещенное никакими международными конвенциями. After some 9 hours at the Ankara airport, with passengers barred from leaving the plane, some items were confiscated, but it was allowed to continue to Damascus. Lavrov warned that the supplier wants the cargo be returned and that Moscow demands an explanation.
Ну и самое последнее, мы ожидаем официального ответа на наш...
He says we are awaiting an official reply why our diplomats were not allowed to meet the Russian passengers on board. Instead, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan indirectly criticized Russia on Saturday at an international conference in Istanbul. He said the future of Syria will be in danger if the world further waits for one or two of the permanent members of the UN Security Council. Russia and China, two of the Council's five permanent members, have vetoed resolutions seeking to put pressure on Damascus to end the conflict that has so far killed tens of thousands of people and agree to a political transition. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.